From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Walmart has announced plans to open a milk processing facility in Valdosta. The Georgia Farm Bureau reports Walmart plans to break ground late this year on the $350 million facility, which will employ about 400 people. The company says the facility would use locally sourced ingredients and will provide gallon, half-gallon, whole, 2%, 1% skim, and 1% chocolate milk to 750 Walmart stores and Sam Clubs locations across the Southeast. The four largest meat packers were hit by a new price-fixing lawsuit from a group of small food distributors. Filed October 9th in U.S. District Court, the plaintiffs say the price-fixing dates back to at least 2015 and includes Cargill, JBS, Tyson, and National Beef Packing Company. They say the Big Four exploited their market power by conspiring to limit supply of beef sold to U.S. wholesale purchasers, resulting in higher prices. Farm lending activity slowed further in the third quarter alongside a drop in operating loan volumes. The number of non-real estate farm loans was flat compared to a year ago, while the average size shrank almost 70%, the amount of operating loans over $1 million, most notably. The Kansas City Fed says lending has softened alongside significant increase in farm loan interest rates, putting considerable upward pressure on financing costs.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.